Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we're going to talk about showing up on your social media with your business, your beautiful face popping up on your Instagram profile, your stories, Facebook page, Facebook stories, and TikTok, reels. I mean, it goes on, doesn't it, forever? And I'm sure I'm leaving out a few platforms. But I want to share with you something that I discovered about us showing up on social media with our business. I'm not talking about going live. I mean, sure, that's a part of it. I'm just talking about the regularity that you post. So a few days ago, I was on my playing with my Instagram account, and I needed pics from when I first started working as a medium. And I knew that the best place that would have the most pics for me was Instagram and my stories, not necessarily my posts. So I went to my Instagram stories archive and I opened it up. I created my Instagram account in 2019. And I literally, y'all, as I was looking through pictures and videos to pull to upload to my new website I'm designing, and you may have heard that episode about what to put on the first page of your website. It's a good one. Take a listen. But as I was trying to find pictures from long ago, I was going through my Instagram archives, my stories. And I remember in the heart of 2020 to 2022, I was posting like crazy with stories. I was sharing in stories. Reels were not huge yet, not necessarily 5 years ago, but I was showing up every single day in so many ways on my Instagram stories. And I started in 2019. I literally scrolled through 7 years. No, I'm sorry. 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 7 years. I scrolled through 7 years of Instagram stories. And you know what? I was very enlightened. I was very shocked at how clear I saw who I was when I started 7 years ago with social media, and then to who I've become based on not just what my posts contained, but how often and how little I was posting and what I was sharing in them. And it's interesting because a few days before I'd been drawn to go to my archives and pull pictures, right? I wasn't necessarily going to do that, but I just thought, you know, let me get some pictures from way back when. I just had that thought. Of course, it was from spirit. But a few days before I was drawn to do this on Instagram, I was thinking about, oddly enough, in 2020, 2021, 22, about my clients I saw. I saw so many clients, y'all. I wasn't teaching at the time, not heavily. I saw so many clients. I was seeing 15 clients a week. Even if those are 30-minute sessions, y'all, I don't think I could do that nowadays. I'm almost 50. I'm getting close to 50 years old. 15 sessions for me is a workout. Actually, it's like first week of boot camp. I'm falling over on the floor after it. But I was thinking about 2020, 2021, 2022, and I was recalling all my sessions, and I thought, you know, I was sending out my newsletter. I wonder, maybe that was just what spirit was giving me. I wonder why I was getting so many clients. Well, fast forward a few days after I'd had those thoughts and just had those those ponderings. Of course, that's spirit working with me as well. But fast forward a few days after that, when I was on Instagram going through my archives, and between that and then thinking about how I'd been thinking about clients from 2020 to 2022, I made a connection. I realized from my story archives in 2020, 2021, and 2022, that was when I was throwing stuff up in my stories left and right. I was posting my face every day. I was talking about my Dems, my clients. I was talking about the availability I had coming up. And not only that, I was busting my butt making Canva banners in the program Canva, you know, creating banners showing my availability every week. And then I was Xing out the appointments that were taken. And I made the connection that that had everything to do probably, or a huge part to do probably, with why I was getting 15 clients a week. And so to my listeners out there who doubt that showing up on stories, is it really worth it? And should I conquer the fear of putting my face out there? I absolutely think you should. And I absolutely know that when we show up, not just banners, y'all, you have to put your face to your name. You have to put your face to your product, your service, your name. And you have to do it regularly. I absolutely know that when you do this, that energy is put out there and it will be met with a return. And if you are meant to see clients, they come a knocking and they come a scheduling. And what's funny, listeners, is when I was going through my archives, I was like, oh my God, did I put myself on there every day? No. Oh, wow, I'm 7 years younger. Wow, look at me then. Wow, look at my soul. Look at my maturity level. Wow, look at me now. It was a whole journey I went on with that hour or two where I scrolled through my stories that I did for 7 years. But I came into the realization that it helped. It helped my business. Now, you can do stories. You can do reels. I was not doing any reels in 2020 to 2022 at all. No reels. They weren't a thing. Stories were the thing. And I was sharing, cross-jointly sharing between my Instagram stories and my Facebook. I did not have a TikTok. I was doing Instagram business profile with stories, not even posting that much, kind of, but not near like stories. And I was sharing, and it was being posted to my business Facebook account or personal Facebook account. I can't remember. I think it was personal Facebook account. And I know that even though it may have seemed excessive to me, it helped my business grow. So what was I posting, right, every day? I was going on maybe 30 seconds or a minute, showing my face, showing my energy, my personality, talking about my availability and talking about what was coming up and the classes. Not mentorship, not in 2020, but just what was going on. I was also sharing my family life as well. Now, why do we want to do a little bit of both, listeners? Because you want to humanize yourself to people. Yes, I want people to know that I am Jennifer Fezzio, the hardworking, passionate about spirit medium that has clients and fills sessions and has availability, and this is how you book, and here are my links, and this is what sessions are about. And yes, I teach, and here's how you register, and that's coming up this, and this is what it's about, and here. But I also want my people to know that are drawn to being in my space, I want them to see the Jennifer that is the mom to Auburn, who loves to cook and clean and do crazy house projects and crafts and go on little quick Texas road trips on the weekend, you know, and share the beauty of that. And a little bit of my husband too, I guess. Just, I'd love to give him a hard time. Yes. And a little bit about my husband and my family and my dogs. Dogs are huge for me. And I do a balance of that. And guess what? It was very successful. So just a few tips on going to stories and sharing. Now, if you don't want to do stories and you are comfortable with reels, that's the thing nowadays. Do them. But, you know, the purpose of this podcast is to tell you that with a reflection I did this past week, with things Spirit brought to my attention and then sitting there pulling from, you know, 7 years of archives, I actually made the correlation of huge session and class success to showing up every day, my face, business and professional Jennifer, and putting it out there with my business and life to my clients on just my Instagram and my stories, that really did well for my business. And if you are a listener who's trying to grow their business, y'all, consistency is key. How many influencers have you seen that start out small and they do not give up? Consistency is key. No, it's not supposed to be perfect in the beginning. Your content is never supposed to be perfect, but it will become more smooth and natural and easier. The editing, the recording, the comfort, you know, for you, it will all become more comfortable as you do it more. So it's not supposed to be perfect in the beginning. It will perfect as you continue to post every day. But it's never supposed to be perfect. So for those of you listeners there who want to build the clientele, get on stories and reels. Please, please, please. I can't tell you what to share. I can tell you what I shared, right? I did with the business and then my personal life. But you have to be drawn to what's really a representation of what is you in your spirituality and how you want to share that with people. But show up every day. And do it. And don't leave your face out. I know it's like cringe. We cringe when we see ourselves on stories talking, but other people don't cringe. That's what you need to realize. I think that's a natural human reaction. But these people want to see you. You are you. That gives that beautiful connection to spirit, and they love it. So I just ask you to think about that. Consistency is key. Give yourself a goal. I would say try 1 month, just 1 month, posting on stories, something about your business, your face, your personal life every day. It can be 30 seconds only, y'all. And see how that works out for you. See if you get some sort of energy coming back to you. Because it is where we are going, sensitives. We are going all online, where connection is through a screen. You know, it's not even through likes or chats or comments anymore. People don't want to do that. People are getting so robotic with their scrolling and their reading and their attention spans being so short that they're not even liking posts anymore. Now they are taking those 3 to 5 seconds and their communication with you is just showing up to watch you and sending you that energy. That's basically where we're at, y'all. And so you got to give them that, right? And then when they want to schedule or they want to take your class, that's when you will hear from them. But long gone, days of posts with likes due to people's attention span and the algorithms, days of people's comments and, you know, chatting with you regularly, leaving comments, responding as soon as they read it. Those days are long gone. They don't exist anymore. And I'm sure you've probably noticed that by now. Between the roboticness of our nature and our attention and the algorithms, right? But still do it because they do see and they're connecting with your face. That's what they're doing. And your banner. So give them that. I hope it serves you well. I hope this podcast kind of ignites a fire in you to try it. I did not think it worked. I did not realize the full extent of showing up on stories and what it did for my business in 2020, 2021, 2022. But it did good. It did real good. And as for me, listeners, I don't know about you, but I'm going to jump back on stories. I'm going to be a little bit more present. Because I love my clients, and I think that showing up for them, even though they're not paying me, but showing up for them on stories is the way to keep the relationship going, isn't it? And I hope that, you know, maybe, just maybe you give it a try and show up too for them and see what happens. See what happens, listeners. Until next time, bye-bye.